Is it better? Okay, I hope everyone can hear me. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jaka Schovancová. I work in a site, CERN IT, and I'm here today on behalf of the monitoring team in IT Computer Monitoring Group to present updates of monitoring in the past years. So my talk will have two parts. First one will be about monitoring overview and developments in this area. And the second one will be update in the data center monitoring with CollectD. Now, when I speak about monitoring, I may mean monitoring and accounting. So I may or may not make this distinction later on, but please keep this in mind. Originally, a year ago, beginning 2016, there were two products, one for data center monitoring and one for ECG monitoring. And IT department decided that it would be good to have some synergies between these two products in order to save manpower and be able to efficiently develop new tools and address the needs and issues which we are facing daily. The data center monitoring was basic monitoring for storage, for hardware, for operating system, and related notifications. And the WSEG monitoring is everything starting from site availability to job monitoring to data transfers, and this is the data management activity monitoring. Through different reports for the accounting purposes. Now, both these teams have been hosted, and the tools have been hosted in CERN IT. The development on both separately was for 10 to 15 years, so it was really a challenging task to unify this and regroup. This is a snapshot of the current data center monitoring. I think this is from Grafana. You can find pointer at the end of the presentation. It's some basic monitoring about CPUs, about storage, about memory, and so on. And it can be very, very useful pointer for sudden issues or long-term data series about data center. For the WSEG monitoring, as I said before, it covered all the activities of WSEG, all of the sites, of the experiments for the work management and distributed data management systems, and also accounting needs for work management and distributed data management systems with about 300 to 500 users per day. These are snapshots of some of the site status monitoring on the left, Atlas data management dashboard for distributed data management activity monitoring, and job accounting, ACA historical views on the right. The mandate of the section or of the monitoring team was to regroup activities, to find synergies, to be able to work efficiently, use the same set of tools for project management, for development, for operations, and review what are the existing monitoring tools, how we use them, and propose some solutions which will evolve the system, which will unify the effort, and which will leverage open source product industry standard tools as much as possible. Now, I will briefly describe the architecture and data flow. This is let's say, the starting point of this merging effort. In blue, there is data center monitoring related stuff. In green, data management and transfers, distributed data management transfers. In yellow, job monitoring and accounting. And in red, infrastructure monitoring. Now, you can see that there is a zoo of data sources on the column on the left. This is the part which we have no control of for in the monitoring. This is produced by various tools, experiments, projects, and so on. Now, the remaining three columns or four boxes is the thing which this is the part of monitoring and monitoring infrastructure. So you can see there are many ways how to transport data. There are many ways how to store and search how to process and aggregate, and how to display or visualize. Now this changed, or major it of changed. I said that we have no control of data sources, so this didn't change, but for the rest, you can see that we have much more boxes than we had before. So the idea is that in the new unified monitoring architecture, we have unified the way how we crunch the data in order to visualize them based on the same data sources. Now, this is, let's say, the unified monitoring architecture from very, very far, with data sources, transport layer, processing, search and storage, and data access. We process about 500 gigabytes per day, and we are able to store the data for 2 days in Kafka cluster for buffering. Now, in the next slides, I will detail on various phases of this diagram. For the unified data sources, we have these are the data sources which are then transformed. They are all consumed by Flume, and via Flume they are passed to the transport layer. Now, in this box, we normalize and validate the data. This is very important because since we have many data sources, the naming conventions for data properties is different in different data sources. So what we do is we unify the meaning of the fields, we map them to some generic one, and then we are able to work with different data sources in a unified way. And in this way, we validate and normalize the data, which we then transport, and we process it further. Now, the processing, we have this Kafka cluster for buffering for 2 days, and we can process the data and enrich it further. And we can also host user jobs using Spark technology. This has been used, and it's useful model for data processing. We enrich the data, for example, add information, metadata information about virtual organization, about site name, about topology for peers. And over time, we aggregate data. We can perform data correlation, and we can process the data in batch. And for this batch processing and stream processing, we can host also user jobs to process data. Now, for the unified access, this is the path for visualization, search, and data access. We have multiple data access methods available. For example, in dashboards in Kibana and Grafana, in notebooks in Zeppelin. For example, Fugles One service developed at CERN, where people can do analysis in their browser using these notebooks. Or via command line interface, where you can fetch the raw data or raw data in some form, which is programmatically processable. Now, for all this, we are using open source technologies which are widely available. And this brings me to the second part of my talk for CoinB in data center monitoring. This is an activity which started in, I think, second half of the last year. And the aim is that CERN IT is using Lemon Agent as a home in-house developed tool to monitor hosts and services and have some notification based on the status of these hosts and services. And we are moving away from this in-house developed tool, and we are moving towards using CoreID, which is a, let's say, industry standard, or it's open source tool proved very useful for collecting system and service metrics. And it's optimized to handle thousands of metrics, so it's really very good for the purpose we need it. Now, I mentioned a couple of slides ago the processing of data sources. Now, introducing OLED in the unified monitoring architecture meant that we just added one data source, and the rest is up to the unified monitoring architecture, UMA, to validate the data, to transform the data, to normalize the data. So by just adding one new source to this existing infrastructure, we can do all the cool things about data center monitoring. So this is example how CoreID works on the node host. There is a client sitting on the host, which has the CoreID. Then on sampling the data, it can be data from a log file, it can be information about load on your machine, it can be information about occupancy of data partitions on your machine. This data, the sample data, is enriched, but for example, by the host information or environment, or maybe by host group of the machine, if you have groups of or clusters of machines. And then it's passed to the monitoring infrastructure, where we do the validation of the data from CoreID, where we do all the normalization, and then we can process it in a similar way as every other data source in UMI. Now, there is a list of many metrics and plugins available in the open source in CoreID. And the replacement strategy has three possible paths. The first one and the recommended one is use the existing CoreID modules or plugins. This means that the service manager or host manager doesn't have to develop anything on top of CoreID existing plugins. Second one is extend the standard CoreID plugin to suit it to your needs. However, this already requires some development. And third one is keep the old system kind of alive, running sensors inside CoreID Wrapper, which is a bit, if you have to do it, you have to do it this way. Now, for the services provided, we are processing metrics and logs from the machine or about the service status, if you run services on machines. We can monitor, we can collect, visualize in the same way as we visualize any other type of data, either WCG data, monitoring data or accounting data, or this data center monitoring. We can process, aggregate, and alarm, send notifications based on the probe or metric results. And we can have infrastructure operations at large scale. We can scale out with using the same tool everywhere. For help and support, we can help with interfacing new data sources to service managers. We can help with develop custom processing. The processing usually is done in Spark, so everyone has to know how to configure Spark the job and how to develop it. And we can help with providing dashboards for the monitoring of service or host. Now, this is my final slide with contacts. This is the contact to the monitoring team. On top, there are two pointers to Kibana and Grafana monitoring dashboards. If you have any request or question to monitoring team, you can either send email to this address or ask via snow ticket. And our state documentation is being born on this address. So thank you very much for your attention.